in this bulletin. Australians stranded overseas await today's National Cabinet decision on lifting the international arrivals cap. The World Health Organization warns a very serious COVID-19 situation is unfolding in Europe. And in the AFL, more than half of the tickets to this year's grand final allocated to club members. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The Federal Health Minister has vowed to return as many Australians home as possible before Christmas, with the lifting of limits on international arrivals. It will be a major talking point at today's National Cabinet meeting. New South Wales, Western Australia and Queensland have all expressed interest to accept an extra 500 people each week. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has urged the federal government to use Air Force planes to repatriate the more than 27,000 Australians stranded overseas. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told SBS Arabic 24 more states and territories should increase their limits so more people can return and quarantine at hotels.
What we want to do is bring them home. At the same time, the hotel quarantine system is as difficult as it's been for individuals to go through it, and I've been through quarantine once and I'm actually speaking to you from quarantine.
The World Health Organization is warning of alarming rates of COVID-19 transmission in Europe. The number of coronavirus cases across the continent last week exceeded 300,000, higher than the peak of the first wave in March. Some 4.8 million cases and more than 226,000 deaths have been recorded in Europe since the beginning of the pandemic. WHO Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Kluge, says the data is concerning and regional coherence is imperative to improve the dire situation.
More than half of European countries have reported a greater than 10% increase in cases in the past 2 weeks. Of those, 7 countries have seen newly reported cases increase more than twofold in the same period.
We do have a very serious situation unfolding before us.
17 members of the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe have appointed an independent team of experts to investigate alleged rights violations in last month's presidential election in Belarus. The team will investigate reports of persecution of political candidates, journalists and activists, as well as excessive use of force against peaceful protesters, illegal detention and torture. President Alexander Lukashenko has denied the vote was rigged, saying he won re-election fairly and is the victim of a smear campaign by outside forces. The mission is expected to publish a report within 6 to 8 weeks. United States President Donald Trump has held an event in the Oval Office to commemorate the repatriation of Native American remains and artifacts from Finland. The items originated from the tribes of the Mesa Verde region and were excavated some 130 years ago by European archaeologists. They'd been held at the National Museum in Finland until 5 days ago, when the remains were repatriated to the region's 26 tribes. Mr. Trump says he's committed to working with tribal leaders to ensure their history and culture is respected and preserved.
It's an honour to have done this, and these are great people that have worked on it for a long time. So I'm glad we got it done. It took 70 years, but we got it done.
In the AFL, more than half of the tickets to next month's grand final have been allocated to club members. League administrators are confident the Queensland government will raise the crowd limit to 30,000. Competing clubs usually receive 34% of tickets for a grand final at the MCG, but they will be given 54% for this year's season decider, which will be played at the Gabba. That equates to about 8,100 tickets per club. Brisbane is the only top 8 team that has enough Queensland-based members to exhaust that allocation. AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan says there's a chance some tickets will be put on sale for the general public, but it's not guaranteed. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 23, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 29, light rain at times in Melbourne and 19, sunny in Hobart, 15, a possible shower in Canberra and 18, a shower or two in Wollongong, also 18, a possible shower in Sydney, 20, a shower or two in Newcastle and 21, a possible shower developing in Brisbane and 26, a shower or two in Cairns, 29, and partly cloudy in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.